Hasn't pure many and are well aware. The news broke a few days ago that Everton are in a pretty advanced position to sign formerly of Shakhtar Donetsk and recent free agent Bernard, 25-year-old Brazilian who's represented his country at an international level. And rightfully so, the excitement for this is pretty high. The opportunity to see him possibly link up with Richarlison and form some sort of Brazilian connection is something that I'm sure Evertonians are eagerly anticipating. I got the chance to sit down and talk to Chase of the Canary in Blue podcast, which is the podcast which is orientated around the culture of football in Brazil, and the players who obviously come through the ranks of Brazil. He had a lot to say about Bernard, his upbringing through the Brazilian ranks, his time in Ukraine, which he certainly had a lot to say about, the type of player that Bernard is, where he'll fit in at Everton, interestingly, how he thinks Bernard will thrive under Marco Silva and what the future might just hold for him. So enjoy the interview. So I'm joined now by Chase of the Canary in Blue podcast. And Chase, it just goes to show 4 days is a long time in football because 4 days ago I was on your podcast talking about another Brazilian who's just joined Everton, and now all of a sudden, pretty much out of the blue, it looks like Bernard is set to undergo a medical. For those who are unfamiliar with Bernard, I've been a fan of him for quite a long time. But for those who are unfamiliar with him, can you just give us a bit of an idea of what type of player he is?
Yeah, absolutely. And Max, thanks for having us on today. And I think if you had told me at the beginning of the summer we would do two Everton podcasts over the summer, I would have been pretty shocked. I probably would have taken a lot of odds on that. But it's great to see more Brazilians playing in the Premier League. Bernard, as you say, I've been a big fan of him for a long time as well. I think he's a fantastic player. I think on the positive side, super energetic, very versatile, very creative. He can operate sort of in a number of different positions across the front line, and I think his best quality is he's a fantastic dribbler. He can definitely beat a man, either just basically ghosting past them. And I think you saw that a lot last season when Shakhtar beat City in the Champions League. He has an eye for a pass. I think one of my other favorite components of his game is his ability to combine with his teammates, sort of pop up in positions where you wouldn't expect him and create fluid attacks. I think that speaks to sort of his versatility. On the negative side, which I'm sure we'll get to when we talk, his attitude I think has been an issue throughout his career. The current manager of Shakhtar, I don't think was too sad to see him go, given he ran into some issues there. And I think he's a bit slight. That would be my only concern coming into the Premier League from a physicality perspective is how will he handle that. But we've said this about so many players who've come into the Premier League from either Spain or Portugal or South America. We've said they're very small. Premier League is very physical, but the league is changing very quickly, I think. And I think there have been a lot of players who have been super successful coming in who have been small afraid. I hope that he's going to just be the latest one.
Yeah, most definitely. You've definitely covered what our potential worries might be. And I'm sure these have been coveted by the new coaching staff at Everton. And what seems to be really interesting about this transfer, obviously he spent, I think it's some, is it the last 5 years at Shakhtar, and obviously to be left without a club, it's quite a bizarre situation for someone who was, once coveted with such promise. Obviously he had links to many different clubs across Europe, and since he'd become a free agent, the likes of AC Milan, Inter Milan and Chelsea were all linked with him. And I think, obviously, coming to Everton, this speaks volumes of our manager, Marco Silva. He seems to have this kind of ability to persuade players, to create a bond with players straight away. And how, as a manager, do you think Marco Silva could get the best out of him?
Well, I think first and foremost, it'll be interesting to see how Bernard fits into the team, right? Because I was reading a lot of reports that he's going to prefer the 4-3-3 this season. He's got several players. Sigurdsson had a good campaign last year, and he's just brought in Charleston for a record fee for the club. So how does Bernard sort of fit in? That'll be really important because I think he'll need regular minutes. I mean, someone coming into a new league, adapting quickly will be very important. But obviously, Everton are playing in the league and then in the FA Cup and the League Cup as well. Plenty of competitions, hopefully we'll be able to get some minutes. So I think it starts there, is sort of getting a sense for how Silva wants to integrate into the squad will be really important. Now, one interesting thing will be, I wonder if Silva will have any interest in sort of playing him through the middle. part of a 4-3-3, kind of in the same way that Cheech utilized Coutinho during the World Cup as the number 10 who was playing in a 4-3-3. So I'll be curious to see sort of how that works. Now, what I will say about Bernard is I think Marco Silva is the perfect manager. This is the perfect situation for him to come into at this point in his career. Silva, as you mentioned, a great man manager, arm around the shoulder type of guy. And I think that that could do wonders for Bernard and sort of hopefully solve some of those attitude issues that we've seen earlier in his career. One of the things that I think people forget, so Bernard started his career at Atletico Mineiro in Belo Horizonte, mm-hmm. on the Copa Libertadores in 2013, in the same team as Ronaldinho and Joe. And at the time, when he made the 2013 Confederation Cup squad and the 2014 World Cup squad over Coutinho, it was controversial. But it wasn't crazy. People weren't just like, oh, this is insane that he's making the team. There were a lot of people who thought he was better.
Yeah.
He would end up being better. We've seen the staggering heights that Coutinho has reached. And so I think people are still really hopeful for Bernard because he showed so much promise at a young age. And he's still only 25. It's staggering to me that he's still only 25.
Yeah, obviously, you've just touched on it there with his international career. Obviously, I've read an article, a great way of putting it is, obviously his last game, he was used quite frequently under Scolari, and his last game it was kind of like a red wine stain on a white shirt, that historic 7-1 against Germany. And as you said, obviously still 25, is the hopes that he can reignite his international career with this move?
Yes, definitely. And I think he could definitely find a place in the squad. What national team couldn't use a versatile number 10 who can play in a number of different positions, right? I mean, he's a very effective player on his game. And so I think that there is a hope that he can reignite his team. The other thing about the 7-1 is he's playing in his home stadium, 21 years old, Belo. And I think, can you imagine that scenario?
Exactly.
Being asked to replace Neymar and just falling apart in, as you rightly say, a historic defeat. I'm going to steal your line about the red line on the white shirt. That's a good one.
No.
But I think it's I'm very hopeful that he reignites his career. I'm hopeful for any Brazilian to make a run at the national team, because I think competition just breeds getting the most out of all the players in the team.
Yeah, and there certainly seem to be so many kind of links with Richarlison and Bernard. Obviously, the versatility, the nationality, still relatively young. Do you think they can conjure up some sort of partnership and relationship?
I'm hopeful for that. Yeah, I mean, I think Charleston's ability to get in behind defenses and create issues and Bernard's ability to pick out a pass, I'm hoping will sort of yield great results. And both of them obviously never saw a flick that they didn't love, a quick touch that they didn't love. And so, I think there is hope that there will be some good combination play there. And never hurts to have two Brazilians in your squad, as many of the best teams in Europe are learning at this point.
You touched on it earlier, and I'm sure Evertonians will be keen to find out more about this, because we have got quite a history of acquiring players that develop an attitude problem. Can you just go further into the attitude problem that you mentioned there?
Sure. I mean, I think that the move to Shakhtar from the beginning was a bit ill-fated. I mean, I don't think that he responded really well to the culture, being in such a cold climate. And then the Ukrainian Revolution happened while he was at Shakhtar, of course, and he was relocated a couple different times to avoid that conflict. And I think he had some quotes that came out that, just to be candid, I wouldn't have said. I think that they were a little insensitive to the conflict and stuff. And so I just don't think it was the best place for him. I don't think it was a place that really allowed him to shine. And I think that spilled over into his game, into his work ethic a little bit. And that followed him his entire time, he was in Ukraine. So I unfortunately, it's because I'm not, in the dressing room on a regular basis, I don't know any of the details, of course. But what I can just tell you is that I don't think the manager was too sad to see the back of him and mentioned his attitude problems in the media on several occasions. Just that he wasn't giving his most in the trainings. He would take... That's the other thing I would say about Bernard is there's been accusations that he takes matches off. And you can tell within the first 10 minutes that he's taking this one off. He's not giving it his all. If something happens for him, great. If it doesn't, that's fine.
Mm.
And that won't fly for Silva, I don't think. And that won't fly in the Premier League. So it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I read quite heavily into the Ukrainian conflict, which obviously certainly unsettled him. and his kind of inability to settle with the culture. And you mentioned there with the manager, and I'm sure, obviously coming to Everton, that such problems won't be the case. And as you mentioned, obviously, Silva's going to be the type of arm-around-the-shoulder type of manager. So do you think this type of stability that it can be offered will bode well in the future? And what can you predict, not just for this season, but the long term as well?
Yeah, I'm really, honestly, I think this is a great move for him. I think of all the clubs that I saw him linked with, this was the one that made the most sense to me. I think Everton last season was so difficult, you know, than me for sure.
Mm.
But
definitely.
They're on the rise now, right? I mean, they had a great summer. I mean, between Charleston, Digne, and now Bernard, it's been a quiet, low-key, as they like to say, it's been a low-key great summer. And I really like Marco Silva. I think he's a great manager. And I think it's just a good situation for him to fall into, to be honest. And I think it's a good deal for Everton.
Mm.
At 25, coming into the height of his powers, basically, I'm hopeful that he'll really set the world alight in the next two seasons. To be honest, I think for Bernard, as someone who watched him, you know, during 2013 with Nero, I think everyone's hoping for him to reach those heights again. And he has it in his locker. It's just about finding the right situation. And I honestly think he could be one of the better players at Everton and one of the better players in the league if he can find a place within the system that makes sense for him.
Mm-hmm.
He fixes his attitude issues and really commits to his game. I know the sky is the limit is such a cliche phrase, but that's honestly how I feel about Bernard.
Chase, it's been a pleasure, and I hope I can speak on behalf of Evertonians. We certainly hope that's the case. Thanks for coming on. So there we have it. It was great to have the opportunity to sit down and talk to Chase, who gave us some great insight to the type of player that Bernard is and what he could achieve at Everton, and particularly with the relationship that becomes with Marco Silva. Of course, as I mentioned, make sure to check out the Canary and Blue podcast. It's great in terms of the information that you can get about Brazilian football. It really is an interesting listen. And of course, make sure to like, subscribe, and check us out all on the social media platforms.